Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It is 12:38 on Tuesday, September 25th. I am sitting in Smyrna, Tennessee. I left out a little earlier than what I figured. I had an opportunity to pick up three separate loads. It's quite entertaining, actually. I packed up everything that I owned in the bus, and from there, I hit the road. And what? I'm sitting in a like an industrial park, and a security guard just drove by, and I have the doors open because it's a little bit toasty. Well, it's not really toasty; it's just humid. I guess the part of the hurricane Florence, they're dealing with it here. I'm not dealing with any rain at all right now, but it rained all day on me in Oak Grove, Kentucky. That's where I spent, I delivered, at, Fort Campbell Army Base yesterday. It's quite funny. I'll tell you how the whole story went. I'm sitting here chilling out for the rest of the night, and then I have to get up and go to Atlanta for, a delivery to two deliveries today. But, I left home, and I had bid on two separate loads, and I bid on actually three separate loads, and I got accepted on all three of them, and they were in the suburbs of St. Louis, you know, out on I-270 West, if you're familiar with that, but O'Fallon and St. Peter's is where they were, and Chesterfield, and so I went to Litchfield, and I killed the day before in Litchfield. That's where I made the bids, and I had to buy some things to, I had to buy, you know, pen, paper, you know, tape, things like that. So, I got up in the morning and I went to my first pickup, which was a pallet of laptops. They're used laptops from a school district. And if anybody wants to know how much a pallet of, I think it's 140 laptops. And it is so heavy. I mean, I can't move it. I mean, there's no way. I had no clue they're Dell laptops. They're like fat ones, I guess. And so they're just shrink wrapped on the thing. And it's not paying me very much. I wasn't really planning on getting rich on that particular one. Well, then I had a load of music stands, and apparently they were for a charity orchestra or a volunteer orchestra or something, 501c3 corporation or something. So he's trying to get me to, you know, do it cheap, and I could do it. I could only do it so cheap, and so I bid low, but I was already taking the other load anyway, so it really wasn't that big a deal. I bid low, I got it, and I was having trouble arranging a time to get it because it was, you know, get them because they were at a warehouse, and the technology person had to be there to sign my paperwork and, you know, make sure I had everything correct. And I had talked to her a couple of times, talked to her the day before, and I talked to her that day. And she said, "You're going to have help loading these, aren't you?" And I said, "No." I said, I didn't think they were that big. And she said, "Well, one of them is a rack. It's 10 foot long." And I said, "Well, that's not going to fit in my truck." And she said, "Well, then what do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to call the, you know, I'm email the shipper and see what he says." And tell him it didn't matter what he said. I mean, there's nothing I could do. And so I declined the load, and he was a little upset. He asked if I abandoned the load, and I'm like, "No, I didn't abandon it. Just physically can't put it in my truck. It just was a, you know, misunderstanding on our part, you know, and sorry for any inconvenience," or whatever. And he understood. I mean, he was fine. He thought I was going to leave him high and dry. Well, apparently they have a shipper with that particular outfit that had the music stands. So they offered, you know, pretty close to the same price that I did. So he wasn't out anything. So he was fine. And so then I had an apartment to take. It wasn't a lot of stuff. It was a mattress and a huge television and about 6 or 8 boxes of shit and a couple of big garbage bags and one big hamper thing. And the rails for the bed, of course. And I got those in here. Well, Oh my gosh, I am winding down now. I wasn't tired in Oak Grove. That's why I took off. I was planning on just getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and heading over, but I'll get back to the story. So we got it all loaded in here, and it's a little, you know, crowd. It's not crowded. I mean, I could load the same load twice. I mean, but it cuts out, you know, any room that me and the dogs have, you know, to live. And we're not running, like, you know, our asses on fire or anything. So I mean, we do stop and, you know, and live like normal people and, you know, run freight. That's kind of the benefit of this. You don't have to, you know, be a, you know, nut about it. I had originally told him that I would be there this morning, you know, and then I ended up, here's where my story was going. I ended up booking another load, and it was called a pontoon log. And I looked it up and I'm like, oh shoot, I know what that is, you know, and it's a big aluminum, like, looks like a big aluminum pencil. And it goes underneath of a pontoon boat, and it's the flotation device for a pontoon boat. Well, and this was only supposed to be like 17 feet, 8 inches, you know, and I'm like, all right, that's fine. We can fit it through the back door and put it on my bed, you know, and it was only going to, you know, from Salem, Missouri to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Well, so he goes to put it in my back window, and it's a big guy, you know, older guy, retired, you know, and I'll discuss him more later, but he went to put it in my back window, and it kind of shifted on the forks on the end loader, and broke out my back window, and I was going to do something different with it anyway, so it didn't really matter, and so I'm inside the bus trying to manhandle this thing, and he said it weighed 200 pounds. Well, my ass, it weighs 200 pounds. And somebody said, well, it probably weighs 200 pounds. It's just unwieldy. No, if it weighed 200 pounds, that's 2 feet. You know, that's a couple of sacks of grain. I can do that. This, no. I mean, this was, I mean, and it wasn't really a big pencil. It was more like a big canoe, you know, like with a, you know, like welded solid. So, we pull it out of there, and then he says, well, we could stick it in the side door. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. So we get it in the side door, and it's about 5 foot too long, because there's not, you know, the bus isn't wide enough to turn it, you know, without going through the side window, you know, busting out a side window. And so I was like, all right, no, forget about that. So we pull it back out and don't damage anything, which is, you know, surprising considering this thing was just like, it was humongous, you know, it was like trying to fit, you know, a 26 cubic foot refrigerator into a 32 inch door, basically. And so it gets it pulled out. And by now, I mean, I have been, you know, out here for 3 hours helping this guy try to get this in here. And I said, well, I said, this kind of sucks. I said, because I don't think I can get in here. He says, well, what about putting it on the top? And I'm like, I'm 10 foot tall. I said, you think it's higher than 3 feet, 6 inches? And he said, no, they're 24 inches or something. I said, okay, that's 12 foot. You know, that's 12 foot. I said, I can do that. And so... this is the funny part. He's got the pontoon on his forks on his big, it's a big John Deere tractor with air conditioning and the glass cab and the whole thing. And so he says, well, just get on top of the pontoon. He said, I'll put you up there. And it's like, holy shit, 10 feet doesn't seem that tall except when you're standing on top of your bus. And it's like, and I'm sitting on top of this pontoon, so I'm feeling like a little bit silly. But he said, do you have any straps? And I was like, no, I don't have any straps. Well, I just got this new one, he said, and I'll get you another one. I got another one, he says, I'll sell them to you. And I said, for how much? He says, well, this one new was $35. And the other one, I says, I don't know. I'll give them to you both for 50 bucks. And I was like, all right, fine. I said, I don't have 50 bucks. I said, whenever I get paid on these loads, I'll send you 50 bucks. And he said, that's fine. Well, you know, so we get it. Here's what's very funny. So I'm on top of the bus, you know, and he had to run back up to the house to get his, other straps. So he leaves me on top of the bus. It's like dusk, you know, not quite dark, but the mosquitoes are out, and I'm on top of the bus out in the middle of Deliverance country. I mean, this, yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the area, but you hear banjos, you know, on a regular basis, I think. So he comes back about 15 minutes later. I was a little freaked out. So, We wrap the straps around the pontoon, and we go in through the windows of the bus, and we connect them to each other, to themselves, inside the bus, and I ratchet them down tight, so when I left there, it was dark, and I'm like, all right, that's probably the best way to run through in these little towns with that thing anyway. So that's what I did, and I took off with that stupid thing on there, and I made it all the way to Oak Grove, and in the morning, I called the customer, and I told him where I was, and what was going on, and he said, that was great, and he said, bring it in, go down to the truck gate, this is at the Army base, you know, have you know, and I've been there before in my bomb days, and I said, I don't want to go through all the paperwork. And he said, no, I understand. I said, I really just don't want to mess with that. And he said, no, I understand. He says, I said, you know how big this thing is, right? And he said, yeah. And I had communicated this to him a couple of times. And I said, you have help, right? And he said, yeah, my wife. And I said, I don't know if that's going to be enough. And he says, we got this. He says, trust me. He says, we got this. So he shows up, he and his wife is a little slip of a thing. But tough. Oh my God, tough. And they got two little kids with him, you know, and he brings his pontoon boat and his big four-wheel drive Dodge, older Dodge. But, you know, I mean, apparently he's a Department of Defense employee. He must have been in the service because, I mean, he had the look, you know, the buzz haircut and everything. But he wasn't quite my age, you know, it's late 40s, I would imagine. So he brings a ladder. And pulls that pontoon boat up right next to the bus and leans the ladder up on the bus. And his wife just shimmies up there. And I go inside the bus and unstrap the straps. And we're sitting here communicating how we are going to take this off. And I didn't really do much except get up there and move it around while his wife kind of directed it, you know. And then we lowered it to him. And then, you know, he just kind of manhandled it a little bit. You know, you can only move it about 6 inches at a time. It's not like it was that cooperative. Sorry, I have a sore throat. So, they get it in the pontoon boat. Well, it's actually longer than the pontoon boat. So, they got to set it on the chair, on the back chair, you know, one of the back chairs. And his wife is holding it, and she's pinned under it. She can't pull her fingers out. She's got her little tiny bird legs. It's sitting, you know, on her lap. And she says to him, I can't pull my hands out. She said, I'm going to cut my hands. Because, I mean, this is not smooth. And so he comes over and kind of wiggles it off of her, and she gets out from underneath it. And what was so funny is watching this entire conversation. They didn't fight once. It was very impressive because this was something that was just right outside of your realm of, you know, comfort. You know, I mean, it was just, you know, I mean, you looked at it and you thought, well, I think I could do this. Then you look at it and you, if you're a dude and you just got two women sitting there, you know, and you got two screaming kids, I mean, I would have, you know, blown a gasket, honestly. But between the three of us, we got it all lined around, and it was pretty entertaining, actually. And I wish I ended up being able to sit up on top of the bus and kind of watch a little bit of the progress once they got it down on the pontoon boat, you know, because they'd taken the ladder down, so I wasn't getting down. And because they needed the room, so I just sat there and watched. And had I had a camera, honestly, it was quite an interesting. They had really good communication skills, and they'd been married like 9 years. They have 6 kids. I didn't really ask the math, you know. I mean, I assume it's, you know, a blended family, but I didn't really ask. But so I unloaded that in Oak Grove yesterday, and I had my tail lights had been giving me fits. So actually, when I left home, well, Chris's house, I guess that was Thursday night. When I left there, I had no taillights. I had clearance lights on the back, but I had no taillights. And you have interior lights on the bus. They stay on all the time. That I need to work on. But so I was like, yeah, fuck it. If they get stopped, they get stopped. And, you know, honestly, I drove all the way down through the hills of Missouri, around St. Louis, you know, all the way to Kentucky, through rains, you know, thunderstorms, whatever, and no one stopped me. Just blew me away. But so I spent today rewiring the back bus lights, and I am so proud of myself, you know, and I'm also proud that I had the fortitude and the forethought to bring or purchase everything I needed to do it, and because I knew it was something I was going to have to do down the road. So I did that. Excuse me. And also, there are no full-time power sources in here for a cigarette or for a to recharge my cell phone. So I've been very, very conservative with my battery on my phone. Well, today I wired up a cigarette lighter plug, and I directly wired it to the battery, and don't panic. The cigarette lighter plug has a fuse, so I'm not really worried. But it's a nifty little setup, because it's got two USB ports and one 12-volt cigarette lighter port and a little voltmeter. And so you kind of know what you're doing. So now that's why I'm talking to you, is because I can spend some time filling you in on how everything's going. But I am unloading Atlanta first thing, the laptops, and then this evening, hopefully, I am going to unload the apartment. And then I have some bids on some other shit going to Florida. I think I'm heading to Florida. But not settling anywhere, just padding my pockets is what I'm doing. So, but definitely not for the faint of heart. I am sore. Oh my God, this has been more physical labor than I've done in a really long time. So I'm definitely sore. But it's a good thing. But you guys keep in touch, and I will talk again later. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It's 4:41, and it is Tuesday, September 25th, and I am in Atlanta, Georgia. I have unloaded one of my deliveries, and I have one more. I'm just waiting to hear back from the receiver, and I will be unloaded. And then I found a very nice Goodwill, and I got some very comfy shoes, and I got a couple of nice, cool shirts. It's pretty warm down here. It's much, much nicer down here than it was in Illinois, though. It's just green. I love that part. You know, Illinois was brown, and they were, will you stop it? My dog is chewing on my feet now, always. And, my bus update. The bus ran wonderfully. I still am not, I think I have a 60-gallon tank. I'm not quite sure. There's either a 40-gallon or a 60-gallon, and I haven't sat down to figure out my fuel, how much it took me to run this entire trip, and how much I actually netted, you know, and how much I grossed and how much I netted and that kind of stuff. But, I did really well. My Mount Eagle, Tennessee, I don't know if anybody is familiar with that, but in a truck, it's a bear. It's scary, you know, I mean, you know, with 40,000 pounds coming down, it's a 6-mile grade, I believe. It's pretty long, so it's pretty hard on your brakes. But the bus did excellent, you know, it did really good, and I was really happy, and does super in the hills. Like I said, whoever spec'd this out just did a phenomenal job. I mean, it's above and beyond. You know, I mean, I wasn't really, really too, I mean, I knew what I was looking for on a bus, you know, but I was getting kind of desperate. I probably would have, you know, settled for something, you know, not like this. And, you know, this just fell in my lap, and it's just doing so well. But, it's been a good day. And like I said, I'm in just in one of the little suburbs in Atlanta. And I have some goods that I'd like to get off of the truck. And then I'd like to go to Planet Fitness and get myself a shower. Put on nice clean clothes. I might even take a walk. I'm not sure. I'm a little bit tired. But I definitely am going to, you know, hit the gym a couple of times before I get out of here. I've got a couple of loads that I'm looking at. And I'm not really sure. I haven't really sat down and figured up, you know, what it is that I want to do. What I was thinking, I was probably heading to Florida. I don't know. Seemed like a good place to go. But I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'll tell you what else is going on later. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It's 10:07 on Tuesday, September 25th. And I had an excellent sushi dinner and way too many beers. And I headed out to Woodstock, Georgia, because I thought there's a Lowe's, there's a Home Depot, there's a Super Walmart, and numerous other nifty places that I wouldn't mind hanging out at for a couple of weeks. And there's probably 25 campgrounds right around here if I can't stay stealth in the city, in town here. I don't know if it's town, city, whatever, but I mean it's way bigger than what I come from. So, but it's got everything I need. So I'm gonna start doing a little bit of, you know, finishing up some, well, doing some more work to the boss, and I'll keep you guys updated on what's going on. But thank you guys again for following along, and I'll talk again soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.